The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, it's me, Victoria. Well, it's been a long time since I've had one of these little intros here. I'll try to keep it brief. So, I had said that the big finale would be, well, it would have been yesterday. Well, guess what? I made a mistake. It wasn't going to be yesterday because I didn't have just the finale left. We had another episode. We had a whole other episode before the finale. I got a little excited. I miscounted, and I'm very sorry about that. So here is the actual episode because I didn't edit it because I forgot about it. So I've just edited it this morning. I've been up since like 4 this morning. It's approaching 7. So I'm getting this ready for you. We will have the big finale next week. I'll get that out next week for you. Okay. We also wanted to say thank you to everyone because we had announced on social media that we would be taking our June Patreon dollars and donating it to the ACLU. That is the American Civil Liberties Union. And, well, everyone stuck with us, so thank you so much. And we were able to donate all of that to the ACLU. We also did a charity stream on last Thursday, June 4th, to benefit the Bail Project. And all of our Ko-fi, or however that's pronounced, donations are going to the Black Visions Collective. So in the last few days, we have been able to raise $1,233.53 American to go towards the Black Lives Matter movement. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. We are continuing to stream. That's at twitch.tv/thebroadswords every Thursday. We stream RPGs. We'll be continuing to raise money all throughout the month of June to continue for the Bail Project. And all throughout the week, randomly, you'll find one or two of us playing video games doing the same thing. So check it out. Follow us to be notified whenever we go live. And thank you again so much for helping us out with this. The Broads arrive into the realm of Lady Orphania via dream. Ever the gracious hostess, Queen Orphania offers them time to recuperate and eat and refresh before they meet to discuss what she would like of them. You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Eulari's Roaring Horn, our wizard witch.
I harumph a few times.
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our high elf bard.
You know, really scrubbing the armpits.
As Maypri, our lovable tiefling, we have Bianca Zelda.
Is there like a palanquin that you can carry me?
And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM. Eulari's, you return to your glade after your venture to the laundry room of Queen Orphania's palace. And there is laid out on the bed a beautiful cream gown. And laying next to the dress, you see a armband and a necklace. There are no servants about.
I have taken Keela's scarf from the laundry room, and I angrily toss it down onto the ground and drop my towel that I have just been wearing as I stomped through the various working areas of the Queen's Court looking for my friend. Barefoot, my feet hurt. And I look at those lovely things and I get back in the hot springs. And pout and sulk for a while.
What's Eulary's Jr. up to? You know what? No. While you were gone chasing, yeah. You find Eulary's Jr. has been washed and brushed and like towel dried. They have fresh ribbons at their little tiny goatee, and like what, there's another, like there's even some like beautiful chain, like from one little nub to the next little nub of horn on their head. And then there's like this little moon, half moon droplet that like hits on their forehead that hangs off of it. Their little goat circlet.
I look at Eulary's Jr. It's like, well, forgive me for being a little bit cautious. I see that you just dove in with reckless abandon. I'll bet you ate dinner. My dinner as well. Is my dinner gone?
Your dinner is there, but there is a lovely spread of fruits and vegetables that have been masticated and like chewed up and bits all over this one little area where Eulary's Jr. is happily munching away.
I harumph a few times and eventually make my way back out of the hot springs and put on the clothes. I will cast Detect Magic as a ritual while I'm in the hot springs, just to see if there's anything going on.
Okay, yeah. There is magic everywhere. You could say that this entire place is permeated in it. And you are seeing flashes of every school of magic, almost.
Jeez, I imagine
it's just lit up.
A little jarring. Like, trying to like shield my eyes a little bit. Anything particular about the clothing or the jewelry that has been laid out?
You get the vibe of, what are the schools of magic? I should just keep this chart always in front of me.
Yeah.
Because you, but I don't. What would protection be under?
It's abjuration, I think, right?
Abjuration. Deliver us from evil. Yeah. On the armband, you get the idea of abjuration.
Okay. The other ones are just clothes.
Yep.
All right. I'll slip it all on. All right. And barring having a more effective and and dignified way of finding my friends, I will just start shouting around me, Keela! Keela! And see if anybody answers.
All right. Well, Keela, we left off with you eating in the bath?
I ate and then took a bath.
Okay. Yes.
An important right. distinction.
Maypri. Yeah, Maypri yes. ate in the bath. I chose to eat before the bath.
And I did not eat at all.
We left off with you bathing.
Yep, bathing.
I believe.
Yep.
Yep.
bathing. So, what are you doing at this moment? Still bathing? Just.
Yeah, it's a long bath. It's. I feel like, you know, it's been a while since we've had a hot meal, and it's also been a while since we've had a bath, and I feel like I really needed it, and I'm, you know, really scrubbing the armpits.
Okay, yeah, you're really getting in there. Like, have your armpit hair started to, like, dread?
Not quite dread, but there definitely is a nice little hedge of hair.
A hedge of hair.
A hedgerow under your arms.
Precisely.
Oh, geez. Okay.
You bathe them.
So you're bathing. So you hear, I think, like, you come up out of the water. Like, you had, like, dunked underneath and you, like, come out. Like, but there's bubbles first. The camera pans over from Yulari's glade, which is really, really, honestly, it's just like 20 feet away. It's just the way the paths wind around with like all the hedges and trees and everything everywhere. It's just like really close. So you see that from above, and then we just don't see you at all. And then we just see bubbles, and then Keela breaks through the surface of the water.
Like a glorious, hairy, armpitted mermaid.
And you hear your name being shouted by, it sounds like a very distraught Yularis.
I'm going to cast message.
Yeah.
And send to Yularis, you don't need to yell.
Where are you? I'll cast message back because now I know. Well, no, I don't know her direction any yet because it's just message. So I'll keep shouting. Where are you? Keela!
I'm going to send back. I'm naked in the bath. Give me a minute and I'll come find you.
I'm not giving her a minute.
Like, what are you going to do?
Stomping in a random direction. If she can hear me, she's close by. So, I don't know. Can I roll a D4 and see if I go the correct direction?
Oh my gosh.
Well, let's use maybe like survival.
Oh, okay, that would work. 10?
In the general direction.
I keep shouting.
When I hear you keep shouting, I just give up after a few like minutes and just
bushwhacking.
Yeah. I'm over here. Right here.
Okay, so I'll like push my way through a hedgerow to
you're in this like really flowy elven gown.
Yeah,
and I think you tear it a few times.
I'm sure I do.
You have twigs all over it because a hedgerow is thick.
Yeah,
yeah.
Follow Keela's voice and push through in this beautiful gown, and like, finally, she's there in the hot springs. I sort of like look down at her. It's like, finally, I have been all over this place looking at you, and I'll toss her scarf down at her. You could try keeping this on you.
In kind of a mocking Yulari's voice, I respond back, "You're interrupting my bath."
And I'll, like, look down at her and, like, the comic sort of, like, steam coming out of the ears. And I'll just start taking off the gown and I'll get in the bath with her.
And for the record, you would have been upset with me if I didn't clean my clothes because you would have called me smelly.
I'm going to take, like, a few minutes. Well, not full minutes, but just a few moments to, like, relax again. Now my third time getting in and out of hot springs in this particular evening. I'm like, do you know where my Puri is?
I mean, we could try shouting her name.
Maypri!
I was kidding! I guess I can't cast message if I don't know what direction Maypri is in.
Right.
That's why Maypri, I was shouting.
You are in the chair.
Your hair is being taken care of, and it's being moisturized, and yes, they're shaping it. They're do you want to, like, how do you want your hair?
Ooh, I've got people here to do my hair.
Yeah. You've got, like, a group of four people here to do your hair.
Little twist outs, where you take, like, two pieces of hair, like, twist them around each other, and then they just create this really cute little natural curl, and you can keep it like that for a couple of weeks before it just kind of lives its own life.
Okay. You have Adorable. Four people working on your hair doing that.
Oh, so nice.
And like we said before, you have one person massaging one arm, another person massaging your other arm. You have one person on one leg, another person on the other leg, and then you have another person who's, like, massaging your shoulders.
How do they all fit?
They are... Okay, so there's a special chair that Maypri is... It's like a lounge chair that Maypri is in. So she is definitely so reclined.
She's also very tall, so yes. I mean, that helps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, and I do hear the shout of my name?
Yes. Meanwhile, there's, like, someone playing the harp in the corner.
Maybe. Oh, this is too nice. Oh, dear. That sounds like they need help. Is there, like, a palanquin that you can carry me while you continue to do this?
There is... an arched
eyebrow.
Don't
tell me there is.
And the one who seems to be the senior of all of them says, perhaps we should send someone to fetch them.
Ooh, I like that idea. Also, can somebody feed me grapes, please?
Grapes. Grapes. And someone comes over. And at this point, though, there are a lot of people surrounding you.
Just, like, sort of edging their way in. Ooh, excuse me. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
grapes coming through.
And then there's another one who runs off to go find the other two.
I'll take a break from shouting and just turn to Keela. I just have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that makes two of us. And I feel like I have a lot of skin in the game here, and I don't like it.
Oh, like, yep, a lot of skin.
Mm-hmm. Do the madams wish to see their friend Maypri? You hear a voice.
Start around. Yes.
Yes.
The madams do so wish.
This way, please.
And they turn around, having have heard of your preferences for not being observed in the au naturel.
Have my clothes been returned?
No.
Just your scarf.
No, there is, like, there are clothes laid out. It was, like,
do
a dress.
Do they have, like, plushy bathrobes?
They do not.
Aww.
And also, is my scarf wet or dirty?
Can I use both? The Cloak of Many Fashions to make myself a plushy bathrobe?
I mean, you could. You would have to go back to...
I imagine I would have maybe not let magical items be taken away by the launderers, since it's all magic and stuff.
Yeah, but you still have to go back to your glade, get it.
Right. Go. Sure, I'll do that. I want a plushy bathrobe.
Okay.
I now know that. I carved a path through the hedgerow. So.
The servant shows you a much more easy way. It's actually quite shorter than yours, yes.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You really, you just made the wrong turn at the fountain.
It's very topsy-turvy.
It is. They're
it
very
is not
rounded
a grid
paths.
System.
It seems to do well for them, but, you know. So yeah, you go in, you're in your plushy bathrobe, you go back, and how is Keela attired?
What did they leave for me?
A cream gown, and there is a circlet for one's head, and a ring.
A ring?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like?
It is just, it's gold, and it's intricately carved.
Well, at this point in my life, I think I'm a bit distrustful of rings, so I leave the ring and the circlet and put on the cream dress and my dirty wet scarf. Hello everyone, it's Tracy here, here to introduce our sponsors, Roll20. A lot of us are playing our games from home right now, and if you are, Roll20 is the perfect tool to help bring your online games to life. It's a virtual tabletop that runs from your web browser, and it supports hundreds of systems and rules. I recently used it on stream to run Escape from Dino Island, and it was the perfect assistant for that game because of the custom maps that you're able to use and the tokens that were so helpful in really bringing that game to life. If you want to play Escape from Dino Island or any other tabletop game, you can go right now to roll20.net/start/broadsquad to make your free roll20.net account.
Metallic Dice Games has great, great dice. And I'm not saying that because we're affiliate. I'm saying that because I actually own multiple dice by them, and I love them. They're in my regular rotation. They're pretty. They're pastel rainbow dice. They've got unicorns on them. I mean, what more could a girl ask for, really? So if you want the captivating looks of gemstone, metal, or plastic dice, Metallic Dice Games is here to help. And while you're there at their website, which I'll give you the URL very shortly, be sure to check out their padded dice trays and their premium dice bags. You can find them at metallicdicegames.com and use the promo code BROADSQUAD to get 10% off everything on their website. So that's 10% with the promo code BROADSQUAD at metallicdicegames.com. And if you can't remember that, you can look at our show notes and there'll be a link there for you.
Well, at this point in my life, I think I'm a bit distrustful of rings, so I leave the ring and the circlet and put on the cream dress and my dirty wet scarf.
Nice. If Keela leaves those, I will definitely scoop them up to investigate them later.
Okay, you steal the jewelry.
It was laid out for us.
For Keela.
I'm keeping it for Keela.
Yeah, I give you... I'll watch you take it and just let you take that. That's all yours. That's fine.
All right. The servant watches all of this and then escorts you to your wonderful view of May Pree in all of her glory. Being pampered like no one has ever been pampered before.
Oh, hello.
May Pree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it took you a long time to get here. They give the best foot rubs. I can't even remember the last time I've been off my feet and all my aches are gone. You really need to try this.
I must say I'm surprised, but...
Yeah, me too.
Kind of impressed.
Yeah, me too.
I eat a few grapes that are fed to me.
Just imagine Maypree just like opening her mouth pointedly, like
a hand reaches between two shoulders of people and drops
a couple of grapes in my mouth. Yeah.
Are you also being fanned by a palm frond?
Yeah. Oh, let's not get too ridiculous here.
I think I've already exceeded ridiculousness, but thank you.
How much longer are you going to need, Maypri? I was sort of hoping we might have a private conversation sometime soon.
Oh, I'm going to jump up, kind of startling the poor people around me. Mm-hmm. hey, everybody, you've been so great, so wonderful. If there's somebody I can talk to maybe like give you a recommendation, I remember all of your faces. Five out of five. I think that's how you rank things. I don't have any gold on me.
It was our honor, Maypri.
Oh, thanks. It was my honor too. You're great. Thank you, everyone.
Would the madames like wave. Anything else to drink or morsels to wet one's appetite?
Bread and wine?
And cheese.
Indeed. Please. Oh, yeah.
We will send that for you. Nahasa.
Yes. Thank you.
What language is that?
Elven.
So I know that. Keela knows that.
Yep.
What's that mean?
Yeah, Tracy doesn't know that.
I don't know. I just fucking made up a bunch of sounds. It means our honor.
Okay.
It sounded really good. I can imagine that's what it would mean.
Straight up. Nahasa.
Nahasa.
Mm-hmm. There really is an alphabet and a language.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, wait for them to sort of depart, and then
it does take a little bit because there's all that equipment and everything there that they have to pack up and take out with them. They're very efficient at it. They're very discreet.
Once they've packed everything up, is there seating around or
So there is a chaise lounge and there is a bench.
All right, I'm going to collapse on the chaise lounge and just look at the other two. What is going on?
I take a seat on the bench and kind of pull my knees up to my chest. It feels familiar, but also so strange. Like, with the Raven Queen, when we got called to fight, we were strong-armed into it. Here, it's like they're trying to really butter us into it. It's not what I'm used to.
But also, why us? Is it because that your bagpipes are implicated? Why do we have to always fight on behalf of other people's battles?
How do we keep getting roped into these things?
I mean, I'd like to believe it's because the gods recommended us. Maybe we have a really good, like, letter of recommendation, but I didn't say I wanted to do this.
I mean, last time it was because we screwed up royally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we screwed up royally this time. Like, maybe just small screw-ups.
Regular-sized screw-ups. Yeah. Not, here, come fight in our divine battle-sized screw-ups.
This place, it seems too good to be true. The things that they've told me, it's nothing more than you'd expect. There was some internal politicking, you know, the queens stopped being friends, they betrayed each other, but it was really all up to that Seraphil one.
And what's her relationship with the Raven Queen, and why does she have God? Is she a god? Does she have god powers? She said she had god powers.
Are we going to piss off the
her
Raven Queen if we fight for her?
We can't do that again. That was scary.
That was bad the first time. Let's,
She doesn't have the longest temper.
Presence?
Yeah. She mm-hmm. So, while we were on the boat and everything was going so poorly, I don't know about the two of you, but my ring started to tingle and yank me into other realms again, and I got to have a fun chat with the Council of Bahamut, apparently.
Wait, what happened?
I got disapproving stares from quite a few ancient dragons who would say nothing concrete to me, but seemed generally disapproving of potentially the decisions we had made, but maybe not. Everything's not as it seems, but maybe we're all going to get to the same place anyway, regardless of what decisions we make, but maybe we made the wrong decisions, and maybe everything could go horribly wrong, but maybe it's fine.
That seems very clear.
I just wanted to take a boat. I just wanted a boat. Thought, oh, look, for once, we have options of which boat to take. We'll just take a comfortable boat. This is a nice boat. It's just going to take us from place A to B. Why? Why would I not have been suspicious of boats?
Well, this begs the question of, is it simply due to the nature of the boat that we chose that we're forced to make our allegiance to these people? What part of our opinion actually matters in this?
Who were the other people? What were their positions? I don't know. And so then I got in the bath here. And then I asked my ring again. I asked, what are Queen Orfania's intentions? Because I didn't trust her because of the dragons. But then the mist was all friendly and happy, and everyone was happy, leading good lives, and it was all fine and peaceful, and that seemed fine. So I was like, what are the dragons worried about? And then there was people spying, but I don't pick up a rock and just toss it into the hot spring.
I'm concerned about how powerful this Queen Orfania is, because she said that she was the one who brought us through the different realms to bring us here. She has some sort of connection and control over our rings, because I had the same experience, Ilaris. My ring, it just activated outside of my control. And I went with it, but I know if I didn't, I would have ended up here anyways. And it concerns me that she has this control over us. I feel like if we don't do what she wants, she might be able to activate our rings and we'll end up here anyways. Or at least where she wants us to end up.
It almost feels like some of our autonomy has been taken away, but I think if we play this game for a while, that perhaps we can maybe learn more information, or we can rebel against her.
I'm so sick of gods. Gods and boats.
One more thing.
Is she a god?
Keela. I mean, I don't want to think about that. That's scary, Ilaris. Please. We've already messed up. We've already involved ourselves with enough. So many gods. So much power that's beyond our understanding. I don't like it. But Keela, your bagpipes. We're gonna get them soon. Is this... then what? Because this is what we're here for. This is what we've been searching for. This is why we're together right now. I mean, these mean a lot to you, and I understand that, and I'm happy to help you, but, like, this will be a choice that we're going to make in order to get these bagpipes.
Here's the thing. Here's the way that I look at it. They are meaningful to me. They belonged to... The only person in my life that I've ever really loved. And he died, and he left them with me, and I ran away when he was killed. And I'm not proud of it, and every time I think about those bagpipes, I think about him, I think about how much I miss him, I think about shame, and there's a lot of confusing feelings, but on top of my own personal feelings, the more important thing is the fact that these bagpipes are powerful in both their abilities and how much people want them. And although I do want them, I think that the most important thing is that I can't get over the feeling that we need to destroy these bagpipes ultimately. Because it's not about how I feel, but I'm just scared about their power, and I guess maybe we could do the right thing with them, but how do I even know if we're going to make the right decision? I don't know, it's us, and then it's gods, and then more gods, and I just feel like these are some sort of tipping point thing, and I'm afraid of the power, and I don't know, maybe destroying them isn't the right thing to do, maybe they can help us, but ultimately I know that we need to be the ones who have them in the end.
Okay, but we have to help. I do think it's really important to be able to help those who can't help themselves.
It's true, but how do we know in right now, where we are now, who is the one that needs help? Who is the one that can't help themselves when it's gods who do a fine job of helping themselves generally?
I don't know, but I can't walk away knowing that we're going to leave two people to destroy each other. I hate to pick a side, but I think it's important. I have to help somebody. Ulyres, what do you think?
I'm surprised to hear you say that, Kayla. That you would give them up like that. I'm impressed. I don't know if it's necessarily necessary, but can I ask you, what happened to Rula?
Well, he was a bard like me. I knew some, you know, some bardic craft before I met him, but he taught me a lot of what I now know. He took me away from, well, I shouldn't say he took me away. I followed him away from my home, let's be honest here. Mm-hmm. And we traveled the world together and we played music for people and often we made people happy, but sometimes he wasn't very fond of nobles and the people of a higher class. He didn't appreciate the division amongst classes. And he would sometimes speak ill of nobles, and one time he did, and the noble was very upset about what he said, and sent people to kill us both. Hmm. Rula, when they arrived, told me to run. I took the bagpipes and I ran. I didn't fight. I didn't try to save him, I just ran.
And you survived.
Yeah, and he didn't.
You're here because of it.
And
I'm sorry.
And I think that's why I cling on to those bagpipes so much, because I guess it was the last piece I had of him, and it's not just the love, it's the guilt. Mm-hmm. But I just want to let it go in the end. And now I just feel even worse knowing that these things have some sort of greater purpose, and now I know that he did the right thing sending me away, because I obviously need to make sure these didn't fall into the wrong hands, and then I lost them anyways. So.
I think it's okay. We're here now. We're here for a reason. And think about how strong we are. Look at what we're capable of. Look at what we've survived.
We've survived it together. I know I couldn't have made it through all of this without the two of you. And that's why I know that whatever we end up doing, as long as it's something that the both of you believe in, I don't want to say faith, but I just feel like it'll be the right decision in the end, or at very least, whatever it is, we're stuck in it together.
I think we can come to the right conclusion, regardless of our feelings. You know where I stand. I understand where you stand, Kila. I'm not sure if I... Ulyres, your feelings?
I feel like we're being used. But I don't know.
Aren't we always?
I don't know by whom and for what. And I'm sick of it.
You want to rebel as well?
I just wish somebody would speak plainly.
Yeah, that would be very helpful, wouldn't it?
I have another thought.
Mm-hmm.
We could try and find your bagpipes now.
We could. That's my primary concern. Not what we do with them, but getting them.
And then we should perhaps later on pay a visit to this noble who came after you and Rula and teach them their true place.
But what about the war? What about all the people that are going to die around us? I don't think that that's a bad idea. Of course, I want Kila to be avenged, but...
Yeah, me too. I'd like to be avenged.
Can't just sit by... Well, this destruction happens around us. We don't even understand the consequences of it.
If we can get some answers, I'm willing to act, but I'm not willing to be used by somebody to potentially commit more violence or potentially commit more wrongs. We know nothing about this queen, and we know nothing about Lady Seraphil, and we know nothing about the Third Queen or their connections to the Raven Queen, and by acting blindly, we could very easily do more harm than good.
Orfania saved our lives. Does that mean nothing?
If it's for her own ends? I'm not writing her off, but I'm not willing to trust her simply on those grounds. I'll admit that, like, a few fancy meals on a nice boat, I can be fairly easy to manipulate at times. I don't like saying those words out loud, but she might know our buttons, and she might be pushing them.
The other thing is, she might have saved us, but there were a lot of people that were left on that boat. She's obviously willing to sacrifice people to achieve her needs.
That's very true. Okay. For Keela, I can do this.
Gonna just take a few moments to sort of like maybe do like a more ritual-based casting, sort of lay out some, etch some of the sigils in the earth and like sort of sit down around them, and then I would like to cast Locate Object again and just try and locate the nearest bagpipes if there are any within 1,000 feet of us.
And how does that work? You just do it?
So like I'm gonna take the time to sort of inscribe some runes, and I imagine one of them is like a ridiculous like etching of a bagpipe or set of bagpipes. They're always plural, aren't they?
Yeah.
And just sort of like inhale and like draw the sort of energy off of them and snap my fingers again, and that same little silver orb forms, and if there are any bagpipes within 1,000 feet, then I will know their direction.
Okay, yeah. The orb starts to move. Do you follow it?
I will look at the others and be like,
is this it?
We don't have to act right now, but they're here. And they're close.
I know what I want to do.
You're my friends, and sometimes I know my feelings can be a little misplaced, but I think I understand what's important. Let's go.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And as promised, you will have the finale on the 13th. That is next Saturday. Da-da-da. We're excited for you to hear this one. Mm-hmm. The broads definitely threw me for a loop. That is for sure. Remember to check out our Twitch channel. That's twitch.tv/thebroadswords, where we play RPGs every Thursday and then a bunch of video games smattering throughout the week. Give us a follow and be notified whenever we go live. See you next time. We have some new patrons. We have Jason Elliott Cutrone. Thank you. Kuva, thank you so much. Kent Maglet, thank you. Madeline Hart, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we have upgrading patron John. Sleepy, we see you and thank you so much.
Neo Scum is a narrative comedy podcast featuring five Chicago improvisers antagonizing their way through the role-playing classic Shadowrun. It follows a group of misfits and outsiders. Z, the acerbic cyber troublemaker. Pox, the candy junkie klepto from across the pond. Tech Wizard, the public access actor with a petulant thirst for adventure. And Dak Rambo, the nastiest trucker this side of the Robo Mason Dixon. Join the irascible Neo Scum crew on a puerile rockin' road trip through a weirdo world of tomorrow, doling out street justice to every deed they encounter, whether they deserve it or not.
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. Songs by Kevin MacLeod of incomtech.filmmusic.io were Cottages and Fantasia Fantasia. Songs by Allison Winter of soundstripe.com, Departure, Don't Let Go. Songs by Chelsea McGow of soundstripe.com, Onward.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.